Okay. Give it to me. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Nothing is impossible for my God. Nothing is impossible for my God.
Impossible. I said a taste, y'all. You to get that impossible situation in your head right now. That thing the doctor said, that thing they told you. And I want us to sing this one more time, full of faith. That when we look at mountains, we can say it's only a matter of time until you move. Because the God we serve, there is nothing that is impossible. Do you believe it? 1, 2, 3, say again. I need to hear. Now, can I tell y'all a story real quick? My little brother, Brentham, and his wife, Zoe, this time last year, me and my wife were called to the hospital as they, on their first child together, had a stillborn baby. These people sow in faith, give in faith, trust God. And life happened to them in a way they weren't expecting. And as me and Natalie are sitting there with our niece stillborn in the room with us, God told me to speak faith over them. And told me to tell them that God was going to give them a child and just continue to speak life over them. Well, the day we went to write this song, I got a text message of my new niece, Ayla. Who was born healthy. Who was here looking just like her mama. And I begin to think, God, what are you doing? He said, whatever the enemy thinks he's stolen, I'm big and bad enough. I'll restore it. I will redeem it. I will give you joy where there was tears sown. Whoa. And today, when we begin to write this song, I said, there is nothing impossible for our God. So sing it one more time. Let's say, I need to hear you.
Nothing is impossible for your God. Nothing is impossible for you.
What's impossible for him? You say.
Nothing is impossible for my.
Okay, I told you this was a taste test. So there was something about when we were writing this song. I'm just letting you into the studio with us right now, okay? This is behind the scenes. Okay, I said, okay, but what about the part between your faith being challenged and when God actually does it? Is anybody in between in some things right now? Like, okay. What I begin to read is that the word of God is the thing that sustains us no matter what season we're in. So we begin to write these words, and it's very simple. It said just like this: your word is final. My job, I will believe it. And then I said, and if you started it, then you will complete it. Ro, can you sing that for me? Right here. Your word is
final. I will believe it. If it was started,
yes, sir,
you will complete.
One more time, one more time.
Your word is final. I will believe it. If it was started, you will complete.
Come on, can we confess that out? Say your word.
Your word is final. I will believe it.
If it was started.
If it was started. You will complete.
Come on, you're talking to God. Say.
Your word is final.
Hey.
And I will believe it.
If it was started.
If it was started.
Some of y'all don't believe that. You think the doctor's word is final. You think the report of your finances is final. But what I'm telling you is the word of God is final. Somebody say God's word is final. Just one more time, bro. Somebody's faith is coming back. Say your word.
Your word is final. I will believe.
Some of y'all got it.
If it was started,
yes, sir,
you will complete.
Come on, y'all, sing this. Sing
your word. Your word is fine.
I over
will believe.
Over your business.
If it was started,
over your mind.
You will complete.
Come on, y'all. Sing your word. Somebody's faith is coming back right now.
You will complete.
We're talking about the God who does it.
Your word is. Your word is final.
Yes.
I will believe it.
Yeah.
If it was started.
Come on, let's turn it up one time, y'all.
You will complete.
Come on. Say your word.
Your word is final. I will believe it. If it was started.
Just one more time.
Your word is fine.
Stop. Here we go.